Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, LeBron, you know I love
you. You're wrong, man.
LeBron, you know I love you.
LeBron got waves, though.
Hey, LeBron, LeBron James, the best basketball player.
This is player.
It's time for you to shave your head, man. Come on home. Come on, yeah, it's over. But you're going to keep wearing that boy. See, you got to either get a bigger headband.
Ball is beautiful, LeBron.
It started right here.
Bro, you got waves, bro.
It did. It started right here, and now it's all the way up here.
Well, we all know and love that voice right there. He needs no introduction. That is Sir Charles Barkley right there. Welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Marks and Reese Show. Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Parks hanging out with you. And ESP, Chuck, I know a lot of NBA fans, particularly NBA TNT pre-halftime and post-game show fans that were a little nervous that – you know, we could be losing the lovable, probably the best uncle in all of sports, and Charles Barkley. Although Shannon Sharpe is starting to pull up on
him. He's getting up there.
Yeah, he's pulling up on Uncle Chuck. He's pulling up on Uncle Chuck. So, but yeah, Charles Barkley, man, has decided that he will not jump ship like a lot of players in the PGA Tour have and join the LIV Tour, the golf tour, as a color commentator for their tour out there for LIV. There was some speculation that he may leave TNT. He spoke openly about that. I believe he had took a lunch with Greg Norman. I believe that's who it was, Greg Norman. And they wanted to gain Charles' interest. Charles wanted to see how interested they were. I don't know if any details have come out as to why Charles decided to stay at TNT. We don't really care.
I can think of one reason that probably.
Yeah, we don't really care. The bottom line is he's at TNT.
Yeah.
And if he increased his salary to stay at TNT because TNT said we'll match whatever LIV wants to offer you or come close to matching it, then good for Charles Barkley and smart by TNT because Charles Barkley is that show. We love all the ancillary parts that come with it, Kenny, Ernie, and even Shaq. Because he makes it great as well. But that's Charles Barkley's show.
Yeah, and they have unbelievable chemistry. I mean, it really is, you know, it's probably the best type of pregame show for the NBA. And at the end of the day, like you said, if he gets a raise out of it, that's good. I do wonder from his perspective, as great as that show has been, maybe he just felt the urge to try something else, to go. Obviously, he's a big golf guy. Not great at it, as we've seen. Mm-hmm. His swing can be a little – I don't know if he's shooting 92s out there like you
well,
are.
Well, I heard him went on with Howard, and he talked about he's taking golf lessons. He's gotten rid of the yips.
Okay.
And so he was bragging about his golf game. Now, he was bragging about what he'd do to Howard out there on the course. I don't really know if he –
Well, is Howard good at golf? I can't imagine Howard.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You know, the king, you know, maybe years ago he was.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on,
man.
I mean, let me just say, he probably was better years ago. Now, he doesn't hit it as long as he used to.
Nah, yeah. Yeah,
Balls. Yeah. Really, man, my goodness. Hold on, real quick there, ESP, because today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. If you hadn't heard through the 100 reasons that we've had today, let Chickies cater your next party and have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest. Hey, details online at chickiesandpete's.com.
If you could be an analyst for a sport, so NBA, you know, football, whatever, golf, how would you power rank them? Like your personal preference?
Football, obviously, number one. If I'm going to get Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, I would go basketball.
You go basketball over golf?
Yeah, but I do like golf coverage. Yeah. That's how I know I'm in an advanced age in my life that, yes, I do.
You getting up there?
Yes, I do like watching golf coverage. Nick Faldo out there with Jim Nantz.
Although, could you bet on it if you were?
I probably couldn't if I didn't pay attention to it, but I that's probably why I pay attention to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they say if you bet on it, it makes all sports events a little more interesting.
People have said that. It also definitely makes you follow it closer. That's one thing I've learned since I've started is it really increases your sports knowledge.
It does, man. It does. Well, I don't know if it increases your sports knowledge, but...
Well, I was going to say, it makes me think I increase my sports knowledge.
Listen, we've discussed a lot today, man, pertaining to the Eagles, diving into practice, Jalen Hurts, some different rotations at the running back position, Hassan Reddick. Seemingly dropping back in coverage more than he is rushing the quarterback.
And it's only been 2 days of practice, and we already got all this. Imagine by day five what we'll be at.
Right, so yeah. We've touched on everything, and I've enjoyed it, my brother. I've enjoyed it. We get to a couple more phone calls before we get to the Marks and Reese text line and get us up out of here on this Friday, this football Friday. Let's go to Sam in King of Prussia. He has some thoughts on Jack's top five and five. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
What up, Sam?
Elliot, based on your today's training camp assessment, I got to put them back at 11 wins now.
Back at 11 wins? All right.
Yeah.
You're down off the 15. You were probably at 14.
Yeah. No, I got to go back. I'll give you guys daily updates if I call in.
So, I appreciate it.
But, yeah, no. So Jack's top five at five forgot perennial newcomer and my favorite new Philadelphia 76er, P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, he's the youth infusion that we've been waiting for, that I personally have been waiting for.
I think
forever.
He's older than all those guys on the list combined.
I do, combined, yes. Yeah. I agree. The other thing that also, like, you guys were talking about Maxey, and I just started thinking, and I don't know how I feel. I feel very torn about this. And, Ike, you know, I've talked with you about this before. Mm-hmm. If Maxey left, would Doc follow him? And would I actually be upset at this point? Because I would miss the Doc-ism.
Well, here's the thing. I don't – Doc probably has a better chance of being out of here before Maxey is.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless they get Duran or something, but
– would they trade them as a pack of steel? That would be amazing.
I don't know if that helps the net. Yeah, I don't know if that helps.
I got to tell you, Sam, I think Daryl Morey – you know, listen, it's taken a lot for Daryl Morey to give up Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, probably too much.
Yeah.
Like, I think they probably overvalue Maxey a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but they seem to certainly be in love with
you. Well, look at the Harden. Now, look, credit to him. Now, Harden didn't work out, but they got the deal done without giving out Maxey, so good job by him, but obviously didn't work out.
It's not over with. Yeah, let's get Rob from Westchester up here. Rob, what's up, brother? Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's up, Rob?
Is it me? I thought it was another Rob. I'm sorry. All right, great. Yeah, I love Jack's list. It was very evocative and well thought out. And I just want to say three players that I came to mind, I was crying, okay? My experience. I saw Philadelphia players under 20. Allen Iverson, I lived in the Bay Area. I used to go to Golden State Warriors games. That was the year they played in San Jose. They were renovating the arena. And I saw Iverson come in his rookie year, like in November. It must have been one of his first games. I got to check it. And the year was 1995 or 6. 96.
He was a rookie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's what I couldn't. One of those years. Okay. And he was great. I was so excited. And then Dominic Brown. Do you remember his debut game? The guy was like 3 for 4. I almost hit a homer at the top of the fence. I thought it was like the next freaking Roberto Clemente or something.
He was an All Star that year, right?
No, not that year. That was his rookie year. I think he made the All-Star team like a year later or 2 years later. Not this rookie year. And then he made it just the first half, and then he disappeared. I haven't seen a player disappear so fast since Rafael Palmeiro in Baltimore when they found him guilty of the steroids. Him and Bonds, they played in the stadiums. You wouldn't even know they ever played in the stadium. There's no statues. There's no nothing. You wouldn't know Bonds played in that stadium. You wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, out there in San Francisco? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when, you take the cream and the clear. Hey, man, Barry Bonds still the all-time home run leader, man. What some people tell you Hank Aaron is.
Nah. Well, and Aaron Judge is going for the Roger Maris record this year.
Yeah, yeah.
We count as the real.
What's he at now? 39? 39,
yeah.
Yeah, so they won't even acknowledge the fact that Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, and Sammy Sosa all broke that record already. So it's almost like because those guys allegedly, two of them did test positive
right.
for steroids. One had the clear and the cream that he didn't know it was there. But they still hold the Roger Maris record there and Babe Ruth's Hank Aaron's home run record.
Yeah, Barry Bonds holds the record. Like, this whole thing where it's like washing all the steroids away. Like, it is what it is.
Here's the thing. Baseball could use a nice, home run chase
yes.
to get people back in.
Is anybody chasing Aaron Judge, or is he, like, far out on his own?
Giancarlo Stanton is chasing him.
Schwarb's right there, man.
Schwarb's, yeah.
32,
oh, you mean for the whole home run? I thought you were talking about American League.
Nah, yeah. Schwarb's is most in the
National
NL still.
League. Yeah. All right, let's get T up here, man. T from Collegeville there. What's up, T?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing? Just sitting here on my porch, hanging out after work.
That's unnecessary, T. Justin's a good dude, man. It's unnecessary.
The porch,
man, like
the porch
that,
part's
like
always
we
funny.
Talk, we talk yeah. off. We talk off. So it's just love. That's all.
Yes, it's all good.
Look, I just had to call real quick, man, if you don't mind. And let's talk about these Eagles real quick. Oh, and shout out to Johnny Marks, man. Hey, put them little blue love pills down before you come back to work, man. You know what I mean? Them white claws.
Sorry.
Now, ESC, you got them stats from the practice?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want you to don't look at them. Just flush it, all right?
Yeah. We'll just be vague about the practice. That's good. Yeah.
Just be vague. Because, look, I was thinking when you guys were talking about everything, somebody that didn't highlight this, and I – when you look at these stats that ESP put out, sometimes on another element, do you look at it as Shane Steichen versus Jonathan Gannon? Like, did you look at that element? Like, Shane's trying to do some new things here with these players, right?
Right.
That A.J. Brown implemented. And Jonathan Gannon's got all these gadgets. And no one's really talking about that battle that's going on there. And I like that. You see that often. It's a chess game. And I think that is imperative to bring up, too. Because, Jalen had a bad day. I'm not downplaying that like OG Wanda. But I think that the Shane Steichen versus Gannon is an element of it that you got to look at. You have to think about that, and on all facets. I mean, there's no way you can't. And now, Ike, I got a question for you, man. We was part of this movement back in the day with the Bronco, and I really never thought there was another cat that would come out there and top us with just being a hype man for somebody. Is there a bigger hype man than OG Wanda?
No, there isn't, and I must say I'm impressed at his level of commitment.
He's all in on the
Yes, he is certainly all in on Jalen, and I don't think there's anything moving him off of it, T.
It's crazy, man. He's senile. I love it, though. I love it.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
You know, we talk often about, when we'll know about Jalen. Is it, we'll know it's over when OG says it's over. Like, that'll be the day when it's like, all right, this is officially not happening for Jalen.
Man, and you know what? Part of me wants to see that just to see how Wade will react to it and everything. But then there's also a part of me, which is probably a greater part of me, wants Wade to be right.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a lot more interesting season if Wade is right. And
well, I can't tell if I want him to be right or wrong.
Well, here's the thing for me. Here's the thing for me. I admire the whole devotion to Jalen. It arrived out of, I think, delusion and out of dislike for the other quarterback.
Yes.
I think that's where it arrived at, just like your love for Jalen in the beginning, just like a lot of other people's love for Jalen.
Well, I think when Jalen was the backup, that's where it came from.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Whereas my love for – or my defense of the Bronco came because he somehow was the forgotten player of the Super Bowl team. He was the only one who didn't win the Super Bowl of everybody on the roster, and Nick Foles was great, and we should get rid of Carson and everything else. That's where the LTBB in defense
was born.
Of Wentz came in. It was like, whoa, he helped us get here. We can't just forget about him. But OG is in there, man, and he's cemented in there. He's not coming off.
No, I mean, look, he says he's better than Patrick Mahomes. So, from that perspective, I think it's pretty clear that OG – is all in on it. And yeah, I mean, look, we talked about the practice today with Jalen. All week we've been talking about it. It is going to be fascinating to watch how it actually plays out, right? Like seeing what his numbers are week one in Detroit. And Detroit is going to be kind of a no-win situation for the Eagles, if you think about it.
It is. It's one of those games you should win.
And they won, what, 44-6
yes.
last year.
Yep.
So they absolutely have to go in there and have a good game, especially with more talent. So
biggest game of Jalen Hurts' career?
Definitely.
I miss those days, Elliot. You haven't rolled that one out in a while.
Well, I got to save it for, the big games.
Right.
People think I just roll it out. That's Mm-mm. a carefully calculated thing I do.
Right. Save that, and it's time for Tweets and Texts, sponsored by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for beer before the game and on the way to the shore. Stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection or bellbeverage.com. Jack, text line.
Text line.
Training camp is underway. This was the greatest Eagles offseason of my lifetime. Training camp is underway. The anticipation is building. We're going to win the NFC East. The sky's the limit. It's baloney time, baby.
Tommy from down the shore.
Yes.
You know it's football season when Tommy's getting
involved.
Tommy's
back. I love it. Look forward to hearing from Tommy from here on out because, yes, he does pop back up when it's football time and the occasional he has to fill in for Battle every once in a while.
Yeah, Battle took the weekend off.
Does Tommy count as, the media being all in? Like, is this regular expectations?
No, he's a fan.
He's a fan?
Yeah, he's
okay.
A big guy, yeah.
Yeah. Next.
So Ryan Kerrigan signed a one-day contract to officially retire with Washington today. He actually retired last year after signing a one-year deal with the Eagles. Just saying, stock from Delco.
Yeah,
I saw he retired today.
We didn't get a chance to get to that.
We didn't honor a great.
Yeah, former Eagles great Ryan Kerrigan. Hey, man, he was one of the few people to show up in that Tampa game.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. It was like the only big moment he had all year.
I think Frank Gore had more moments as an Eagle than
Ryan
Kerrigan.
Oh, good one, Jack. Good one.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Gore. Eagles legend Frank Gore.
Yes. All right, next.
If only the Eagles had a way to develop players a little more. Like maybe practicing more.
Mark in Monco.
Well, Elliot, the one thing I did not do until it was just brought up right now, I did not blame the lack of practicing yesterday for Jalen's struggles today. Because he practiced yesterday, then he's a little sharper today. But, he's healthy, so that's all that matters.
Well, good news. He did practice yesterday. They had a walkthrough. They run to the line. It's a very spirited walkthrough. So they were on the field yesterday. And, no, I don't think you can blame a lack of practice reps on today. He just didn't have a good practice. But like you said, he is healthy.
He is healthy. Next, Jack.
Okay, let me get this straight. The guy who said Mr. Intangibles is a better football player than Patrick Mahomes also said, let's not go overboard with criticizing OG Hurts. No credibility left for Wade. Absolutely none.
Tom from Abington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just practice on Wednesday, it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing with Wade, right? I mean, Wade's going to come in when he feels like there could be a wave.
Yes.
Of criticism coming. That's why he didn't waste time today. He was the first caller.
First segment Wade today.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It was, okay, let me make sure I cut this off before it starts. Everybody relax.
Yes.
Tough practices happen. He's not going to be perfect every practice. It's okay.
The practice stats only matter when he's good, Toby.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Hey, man, listen, that's why I admire him, man. That's what a true defender would do.
It's like you with the Bronco.
Oh, boy, I remember those days. It was tough. Yeah. Some of those days were tough, man.
Well, it was fun calling in and doing the hits, I'll say that. Yeah.
Next, Jack.
But I was told my concerns about Jalen in practice were fake news. D-Gun in Delaware. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Text line.
A lot of people tweeting me about D-Gun today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet D-Gun is feeling kind of, well, you know, D-Gun doesn't necessarily want Jalen to not have success. But when his reporting, and I'm sure you would feel the same way, if your reporting is being called into question and the credibility of it, even if you don't see it with your own eyes, you're trusting your source who did see it with their eyes, and that's why you're reporting on it. No, that doesn't feel good to any reporter. So I would imagine, you know, D-Gun may have taken a small victory lap today.
Yeah, look, I started the week wanting to talk about the D-Gun report. I'm glad we got to it, you know, Friday.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, 5:55 we got to
right on
the
time.
Report. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Elliot came in. He's been away for 3 weeks. What do you guys think about that fresh Jalen report from last week?
I'm glad we got to it.
Wow. So, we didn't know that Jalen's play would bring us
back to it.
Back to it.
Yes. D-Gun knew, apparently. Yeah.
All right, real quick. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies, Summer of Shellfish is going on now. Sticky Finger Lobster Tails. How about the Shrimp Scampi Pizza? And more. Details at chickiesandpete's.com. Well, Elliot, we got a few more moments before we out of here. What's the weekend looking like for you?
Well, good news, everybody. They practice this weekend. So they will be practicing tomorrow, their fourth straight day of practice. They'll be off on Sunday, and then they get back to it on Monday. So, look, for tomorrow, I think in terms of like what I'll be looking for at practice, it's Jalen bouncing back. I think an earlier caller said, and it was a good point, he's had a bad day and a good day. Tomorrow's kind of the rubber match of practice to see.
Very important. Yep.
Yes, exactly. More important than the Phillies. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with Jalen tomorrow. Can he come out? Is it just one bad day? And I'm just excited to see him again in, like, open field. Like, is he going to push the ball down the field? Can he move them down the field 10, 12, 11, you know, at a time and just kind of move them down? So tomorrow will be a big day, off on Sunday, and then they'll get back to it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have a rough practice. Now how do you bounce back from that practice?
Yeah.
I mean, as simple as that. You know, you're going to have a rough practice here or there. How do you bounce back from that practice?
And I think with Jalen, it's critically important he bounce back for a lot of reasons. But as much as his teammates like him, as much as Sirianni has the shirt on, all that stuff, I do think Jalen still has to prove himself to them as well. Like, you can like him as a teammate. You can believe in him if you're Nick Sirianni. The reason they wear the shirts and they wear the hats and everything is because they know it's a question. They know he's being questioned. So if you're Jalen, you don't want to allow doubt to start to creep into the heads of people in that building, if it's not already there, but allow it to creep in more. And the way you do that is stacking good practice on good practice and showing consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine that Nick Sirianni probably wasn't happy with today's practice. No offensive coach is when the offense struggles. And you said both quarterbacks struggled today.
Yeah, Minshew struggled too. And Sirianni said last year, they score these practices. So at the end of each practice, there's a winner and a loser. Sirianni's unit today was the loser. There's no way that wasn't the case. So, look, we hear about, you know, dog mentality and competitive.
And he's competitive. You know he likes to compete.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then, you know, what he does tomorrow. They got all the rookies singing songs now too, by the way. So I wonder if they'll be doing that tonight as well.
Yeah, how about that? Big fella. Well, I tell you, we sure know how to draft talented big men.
Yeah, or just like talented guys who can basically do everything.
Well, I'm just imagine our big men, they all sing and play instruments.
Yep.
Jordan Davis is the newest big man that sings.
Yeah, he was singing last night, and it was surprisingly good. I don't know if it was Jordan Mailata good yet in terms of, you know, I don't think he's going to be on the Masked Singer.
Right.
But it was good.
You know what? I forgot Jordan Mailata was on the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
He almost, forgot about that.
I actually don't know how that competition works, but I know he was on it for a few weeks.
Yeah, well, you know how it works, man. When you're a former football player, they'll give you a couple weeks. I mean, John Dorenbos,
yeah,
when he did America's Got Talent, he I think he wound up getting a gold ticket early because they wanted to make sure he was in.
He stayed on.
He was in the finals, yeah.
Did you ever have to sing as a rookie?
No. I did not get selected for singing. But I, for some odd reason, I was selected every night to go get snacks for our
linebacker. That was your hazing?
The linebacker meeting room, yeah.
That didn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't give me the money for it
either. Okay, yeah. Well, what did snacks back then really cost?
Listen, when you're fifth round draft pick, I don't want to spend anything.
Yeah, you're saving every penny at that point. Yeah.
Exactly.
You didn't have that Jordan Davis first round signing bonus. You'd have been up there singing if you could have saved the money.
Yeah, but listen, my first 2 years in the league, hell, you might even go to my third year. I was excited when we got to training camp. Yeah, you can say my first 2 years I was still single, yeah. I was excited when we got to training camp because I knew we had training camp. I mean, we had a training table. So I knew I was going to get three meals.
There you go. You got the food.
Instead of eating fast food all the time, I knew I was going to get three cooked meals.
They got the grills going during practice. You can smell their got something cooking on there.
It's a great smell. That's tough to get through practice, man, when you know you got that food waiting on you at the practice.
Well, good news. I did it. I made it through, you know.
Well, Elliot, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to thank you for filling in for Johnny Marks all week, man. I certainly enjoyed it. I had a blast. What do you think, Jack? You think you did an okay job this week?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, a little too much slander on the Phils, but
I appreciate it.
It is what it is.
Don't worry. I'm sure Jack will let me know how he actually thought I did. Yeah. It was a blast. It was super fun filling in with you guys.
All right, man. Thank you to Cal Quinn down here at Chickies and Peace. Outstanding as usual. Jack Fritz, the number one producer at WIP. Good job this week, my brother. Johnny Marks will be back on Monday. And we'll get Elliot's thoughts on tomorrow's practice and as we get ready for week two of training camp and as the world turns as it pertains to our quarterback. Stay tuned. Who's up next? Robbie E?
No, we got Tom Kelly.
Oh, little TK, little Teeks in there.
I know. It's so weird. It's off a Phils win, too. I'm so used to hearing Phils loss. He's melting down. So we'll see if he can spin positive tonight.
But yeah, be positive tonight, TK. All right, Tom Kelly will lead you into Greg Murphy as they get you ready for game two. I'm totally off. Let's get the hell out of here. It's Friday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We're back Monday at 2 o'clock, 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.